Good morning. Our question today is if a parent requests or tells a child to not do something or to do something, but that item doesn't relate to the parent, meaning it's not the parent's issue. It doesn't relate to, can you bring me some clothing or food, go to the store, take me to the doctor. It's something that doesn't relate. It's not the parent's issue, but nonetheless, the parent has an opinion. Does the child have to listen or not? So in fact, we saw a couple of days ago in discussing the Maharik. The Maharik was asked the following question. Son wants to marry a given woman, and the father says, I don't want you to marry her. Does the son have to listen to the father, or can he still go forward and marry that woman that he so desires to marry? And we brought three different rationales in the name of the Maharik why the son does not have to listen to the father. He can move forward. He can move forward, marry the woman despite the protests of the parent. And the third rationale was that this is something that is not relevant to the benefit, to the hana'a, to the well-being of the parent. It's not his issue. And we brought the halachas that when it talks about what is kavod applied to, it applies to if the parent needs some food or water, go to the doctor and the like. That obviously, all of those relate to the parent, but something that is, for example, who do you marry or not, that is not directly related to the parent. According to the Maharik said that the child does not have to listen to the parent. That was the psak of the Maharik, and in fact, there are other poskim who say this. So this wasn't a chiddush of the Maharik. The Rashba, the Ramban, etc. also bring this concept down. Now, having said that, that is view number one, that if it's an item, she'eino shayach la'av, if it doesn't relate to the parent, doesn't relate to the well-being of the parent, the hana of the parent, more direct hana, not that they have an opinion about something. If it doesn't relate to them, it's not their issue. On the other hand, the Maharsham points out that the Rivash and the Tashbits and the Sefer Chassidim are all on the other side of the fence of this. They are all of the view that if even if it doesn't relate to the parent, there is still it's still applicable the chiyuv of kibud avaim to adhere to the requirements of the parents. So we have a machlokas here, two extremes. We have the one view, and it's the Maharik, but it's not only the Maharik, those before him as well, the Rashba, the Ramban, who are of the view that if it doesn't relate to the parent, kibud aveim doesn't apply, the child doesn't have to listen. On the other hand, we have these other great Rishonim, the Rivash, the Tashbits, Sefer Chassidim, and Tshuvas HaRosh as well, that are all of the view that kibud avem would apply. And in fact, if we looked at a specific halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, we're now in Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem, Siv Tat Zayin, that there's a discussion, what happens if a father tells his son, I don't want you to speak with somebody. So father tells son, don't speak with Yankel. You're not allowed to speak with Yankel, or Yankel asked you mechila for something, you cannot be mochalem. No way. Kibud avem, you got to listen to me, you cannot be mochal Yankel. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, then in that situation, that because there is a prohibition of hating somebody, or to continuing to be in a machlokis with somebody, we do not have to listen to the parent, because the parent effectively is telling that child to violate the halacha. By telling the child, don't speak with somebody, that's saying you should continue the sina that you have, the hatred that you have with that person. Domi mocholem, continue the machlokas that we have. And effectively, the father is, or the mother is saying, you should violate the Torah. And when we have the situation that a parent is saying, you should violate the Torah, we don't listen to the parent. We don't listen to the parent because we have to adhere to the requirements of the Torah. The Torah says, don't hate somebody. If a parent says, go cut your payas off. If the parent says, go violate Shabbos, Rachman Leitzan. In all of those situations, obviously, we would not adhere to the request of the parent. That parent is telling you, violate the requirements of the Torah. So we can deduce from this, the Shulchan Aruch, that in that situation, when the parent is telling the child, continue in your machlokas to somebody, don't mochel, that's when we don't listen, because the parent is saying you violate the Torah effectively, is saying I don't want you to fulfill the requirements of the Torah. But in other situations where that rationale wouldn't apply, wouldn't be the parent effectively saying I want you to violate the requirements of the Torah, but even if it doesn't relate to the parent, because we're talking here about things that don't relate to the parent, don't be mochelim, don't speak with them. What's that your issue, the parent? It's not your issue, but nonetheless, the only reason that the Shulchan Aruch is saying don't listen is not because it's not the parent's issue, but because it's a violation of the Torah. The implication is if it's not a violation of the Torah, even if it is not the issue of the parent, the son or daughter would have to listen. So this is view number two on the other extreme. On the other extreme, on the one end, we saw the Ma'arik and others saying that if it doesn't relate to the parent, child doesn't have to listen. Here we're seeing that if it doesn't relate to the parent, the child does have to listen, unless if it's a requirement, a request by the parent to violate the Torah. But otherwise, the child, even if it doesn't relate to the parent, would have to listen. And the third view is in the middle. This is the Tshuvas Meshivas Nafesh that says as follows, that if the parent is telling the child to do something that doesn't relate to the parent at all, there is no chiyuv. There's no obligation via kibud av v'em to adhere to the requirements, the restrictions, to the requests of the parent. There would not be an obligation because this is something that doesn't relate to the parent, but there would be a mitzvah nonetheless. There would be a mitzvah because the more kavod that we can show to a parent, the better. Accordingly, no chiyuv, but indeed there would be a mitzvah. So the bottom line here is we have three views. Our initial view, if it doesn't relate to the parent, there's no mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Second view, even if it doesn't relate to the parent, there is a mitzvah of kibud av v'em as long as the parent is not telling the child to violate the requirements of the Torah. And the middle view, if it doesn't relate to the parent, there is no chiyuv of kibud av v'em, but there is a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Have a wonderful day.